Europe draws red line on Greenland. After a year of trying to pacify Trump, for more than a year, European officials have quietly tried to accommodate Donald Trump. They have flattered him, courted him, and sought to avoid open confrontation. They have tolerated his criticisms of NATO, his trade tariffs, and his embrace of leaders they consider autocrats. But the idea of buying Greenland, and the way Trump expressed it, has pushed Europe to a limit. Danish leaders responded with rare bluntness, calling the proposal absurd. Trump then cancelled a planned state visit to Denmark, accusing the Prime Minister of being nasty. Greenland is a self-governing territory of Denmark. Its strategic location and resources make it valuable, but selling it is not on the table. European officials said the episode has embarrassed allies and reinforced their doubts about Trump's approach to diplomacy. The broader worry in Europe is that Trump's style of foreign policy, transactional, unpredictable, and often focused on personal chemistry, is eroding long-standing alliances. Even countries that have tried hardest to maintain smooth relations with Washington are finding it difficult. Trump's fixation on Greenland has drawn attention to the Arctic as a new arena of strategic competition. China and Russia have increased their presence in the region. The United States has been seeking to catch up, including plans to expand military and economic activity there. European leaders say they are willing to work with the United States on Arctic security and development, but they reject the notion of territorial purchases, and insist that decisions about Greenland must involve its people. The episode has underscored how fragile attempts to manage relations with Trump have become. Officials warned that even careful diplomacy can be upended by a single presidential remark or tweet.